Coffee Club, Coffee Club. Grind your beans and grab your favorite mug. It's Ollie Morgan, George and Gus. It's them boys from Coffee Club. Boys from Coffee Club.
Hello. Oh, that does work. This is very loud. Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming out. My name is Morgan, and this is George. We're going to take a little seat here and get into the show. So for those who don't know us, we have a podcast called Coffee Club. We're a couple of pro runners based in Boulder, Colorado, with the OAC. Thank you very much for having us out here. We're both from Down Under. I'm from Australia. How about I'll intro you and you intro me?
That's what I was thinking.
All right. So this is George Beamish. You guys probably have seen him kicking down in the last 100 meters of a race. He did that here 2 years ago to win the Ben Franklin mile?
The Ben Franklin, yeah.
Which you'll see him out there again tomorrow. And he also won World Indoors last year in the 1500, which you guys probably saw, and won some very fast steeples. He's the Oceania record holder in the steeple with a little 809 PB. So he's got some good stats. And yeah, we're training partners.
Thanks, Fog. This is Morgan McDonald, the brains behind this operation. Two-time Olympian for Australia. He's from beautiful Sydney, apparently. I haven't been, actually. Actually, no, I have been to Sydney.
It is beautiful, thank you.
Yeah, it looks quite good. I hate to admit it. 13-minute 5K runner. And for anyone in the NCAA, four-time NCAA champ. He used to run the NCAA before our couple of guests, which are doing the same now, which we'll get to. Yep. And it was also his birthday 2 days ago. So happy birthday, Morgs. Birth week.
Thank you.
Birth
this,
week.
This is my birth week. So yeah, we've been coming to, and thank you for the lovely intro. We've been coming to Penn Relays for many years. I think this is On's fourth year of sponsoring it. But even then in college, we came as well. And I'm sure as you guys are experiencing right now, this is one of the most magical weekends that we have in track and field here in America, especially, I think. Just, it really gets back to what we love about the sport, which is racing. I think the amount of emotion that you feel out there on the track, especially in these relays, and just how fun it is to be out there and like be able to run with your teammates for a race, there's not much that does compare to it. So we're very happy to be here for this great event and get to witness some amazing racing. And it's really funny. It's cool to do this here at the warm-up track. We got these teams warming up and listening to our podcast while they warm up, just vibing, getting ready to race. But yeah, thank you guys so much for coming out here. But we do have a couple of very special guests on today who did race last night, and tomorrow they're going to be competing in the 4x mile. So you guys probably know who they are. I think it's time to bring them out if they're ready.
They're getting their makeup down in the back, I think. I should have mentioned you won also a Penn Relays 4x mile winner.
Yeah. My senior year, we came here with... Oh, here they are.
Round of applause.
What's up, guys?
You guys got mics?
Does this work?
Does this work?
How about that one?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, sweet.
Welcome, boys. Yeah, these guys probably don't need much intro, but we have Parker and Ethan from UNC.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Give them a nice warm welcome.
Yep.
So they're coming off a little 5K action last night, which we'll start with that before I get into the relay. Last night, I think the plan was just to kind of get the regional qualifier, was it not?
Yeah. Went in just wanting to, you know, run a good last mile. And we did that. So regional mark done.
That was the easiest 13:30 I've ever seen, I think.
I don't know. It got a little hard when he started running away from me a little bit.
I did see that. What was going on?
Were you he stuck was behind it. Bob for a second?
Were you trying to stay fresh for the relay tomorrow? Was it actually hard?
I was feeling sorry for myself. I caught back up, though.
When you caught up within 50 meters. So I could see the switch went on. You're like, all right, I've let him get a bit of a gap, but I'm going to reel him in now.
Yeah, it's like when I get to a lap to go, it's a little easier to, you know, compartmentalize it and make the move. But his little two lap out push gets a little hard to cover sometimes.
So. Is that like Parker's strength versus your strength?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
He was faking it. I knew it. I saw him on the big screen.
Yeah, I saw you looking up.
I was like, dude, I know he's not like, actually hurting that bad. And then he caught back up. So it was all good.
Do you guys have an official like head to head?
like head-to-head record? Or
yeah,
head-to-head?
Do you know what it is?
I definitely have more on him in the five, but...
It's cross-country. He got way too much. I think Parker has the head-to-head record on me.
Well, regardless, every time you guys do race, it is fireworks, and we've seen that for the last couple of years especially. I think this year in particular, we saw you guys come out and run a cheeky 7:30 at the start of indoors, and everything since then has just been amazing. So it is really cool to get to see you guys race against each other. But tomorrow you guys get to line up in a kind of different scenario with each other. What are the vibes? Must be feeling so good going into that, just knowing that you're actually not racing against each other for once, and you just get to use your powers together. How are we feeling?
The power of friendship. Yes. We're really excited. Now, I think it'll be really good. We haven't, I guess the DMR indoors, but now we got four guys and it's all good strength guys. So we're pumped.
Yeah. I mean, Colton and Aiden are two other legs. Colton was 1331 right with us last night, and he's ready to go. And Aiden's run 340. So yeah, we got a pretty good squad lined up.
You guys all Americans?
Yep. All Americans.
Are you guys
Americans.
Thinking about world record? Or is that something you're not thinking about?
If the race goes that way, yeah, we'll be happy. We'll be happy to take that. So
Didn't they get close to it?
Well, I last year there was three teams I think that went under 16 minutes, which is crazy, but I don't think any of them.
I think Georgetown was all Americans last year.
Yeah, I think they broke the American record, but maybe
missed the world record by a little
bit. World record.
And it's like 15:51.
Yeah, they ran 15:52, I think.
Really?
So it was right there.
Oh wait, or is it like 47?
No, it's around there.
Sounds about right.
We're not famous for our stat knowledge. But anyway, yeah, it is a tough one because it's like you guys probably, your intention isn't to go run as fast as you can. Your intention is to win. So
right.
Do we have a sense of what other teams you'll be focusing on there? And do you guys know kind of strategy going into it? Like who's running first? Do you guys reveal that info or no? Is that a secret?
We won't reveal it yet. We'll see on the start line. But I mean, the big players are like Villanova, Oregon, Washington. I mean, it all depends on who actually lines up, but those guys all have hitters, so it's going to be a good battle. I think.
Can't sleep on Adam Spencer on the anchor for Wisconsin. True. So there's going to be a bunch of teams up there. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, how's UNC's wheel collection looking?
Quite grim. I don't know that. Do we Any? Have a wheel? I don't
sure.
even know.
I'm not sure.
We definitely don't we have need, more
we
than.
We need a wheel.
It sounds like you need a wheel.
We need a wheel. Yeah.
We also never had one. But we also never attempted.
Yeah, I don't think any of you comes here very often, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true.
Not like some schools. We were joking earlier in the week that for certain schools, like you guys mentioned Villanova, this is their Super Bowl. This is like they could do nothing for the rest of the season. If they win the 4x mile and the 4x DMR here, they're like, we've done it. We've achieved greatness. So definitely, I think some teams are, yeah, this is their big focus. And obviously, you mentioned them. They just have amazing, amazing athletes across the board. The standard is so high these days. So even though you guys have an amazing team, it's going to be quite the race. So
yeah, no.
I'm excited to see the tactics play out, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I mean, you never know how it's going to go.
If it's fast, if it's slow, it should be. I'm excited for all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jordy Williams-esque.
Jordy Williams. That's probably actually too old for these two. Do you guys know does anyone in that, you guys know Chez versus Jordy Williams, that famous race? That probably probably, right, 2015, because it was my freshman year. And I just remember that because my roommate or teammate, Joe Hardy, was there, and he was a true freshman as well. And he's up against some of the best runners in the NCAA all time. You had Chez there, who at that point probably had 20 NCAA titles. And we were all watching it, and Joe went to the front, and we just erupted. But then after that, everyone else kicked, and then it was the craziest race ever.
What did they split? Do we know?
I think it was like sub 50, last 400.
And probably over five minutes
for the mile. It was a competition for who could go the slowest. So we'll see. That would be amazing.
I wouldn't mind that at all. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so important about being realized is like, I mean, we talk about the world record, but really no one cares. Everyone just wants the wheel.
Exactly.
The
exactly.
wheel doesn't, well, I don't know. Does it have the time on it?
No. I assume it does not have the time on it. It's a wheel.
You still get the wheel. The wheel's the same whether you run slow or not.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about, just racing. So we're excited to see that play out. For you guys, this is probably a more fun weekend, and then you get back into some more business, I guess, going into NCAAs. Are we doing a 1500 5K doubles? What's the feeling here?
I mean, I'm definitely leaning more towards me doing the 5K, and hopefully he does the 15. So, I mean, it'd be nice to get 20 points out of us, obviously. So, at least from the team perspective, that'd be nice. But
yeah, I think I like the 5K a lot. I'm starting to get into it and really figure it out. But I don't know. I think I'll probably run the 15, but we'll have to see how things shape up.
It's very nice. I mean, you guys are both amazing athletes. Would you ever do a 10K, Parker, or no?
Yeah, definitely. I did one at ACC's last year. Okay. Maybe again this year. I don't know. We'll see.
But it's like he just walked around the track for 5 miles and then just see you guys and left everybody. It was kind of ridiculous. But
how do you guys balance being training partners, but then also lining up like at NCAAs or somewhere or at Boston? Like, how bad do you want to beat each other still?
So bad. So bad.
Like more than anyone else.
Well, yeah, because like, you see him every day at practice. So the smack talk is just like constant, you know? So I always want to beat him. Always.
But in practice, is Milt keep it under control?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
If you guys even look like racing, does Milt, does he lose it?
We don't ever really race in practice, but if we did, we'd probably get a stern message.
Probably would just split us up, honestly. All right, we're doing these reps separate. Like, yeah. You're not running together. So,
if we had to ask one question about why you guys think your program and you guys in particular having so much success, I mean, Milt has had success for many years now, but at the moment, what do you guys think is kind of that magic that's happening at UNC for you guys and allowing you to just be on such a whole new level?
I think for me and Parker in particular, it's like we want to, you know, continue to run as professionals. And I think when you get into our program, if that's your goal, it's a lot easier to do really, really well. And I think you've seen that because both of us, before we got to college, I mean, in high school, it was on the phone with Milt on recruiting calls going, we want to continue running after college. So I think that just like want to do that, it has set us up really well.
Kind of like a long-term approach, like sustainable approach.
Right. Right. I mean, I remember talking to Milt and he always told me coming out of high school, like the 10-year plan. And I mean, I didn't really understand it at the time. And now, you know, bought into it. And I think the more guys we have buying in, that's why we've seen, you know, guys like Colton and Aiden who are under 4x mile tomorrow getting a lot better. I think just the trust you put in the coaching staff and how long he's been in the game can't be wrong, you know?
Once some kids see 7:30 and 3:48, though, they're like, oh, these guys aren't going long term. This is
happening right now.
This is happening right now. Like,
no, I don't think I really expected that. Honestly. I don't think we really expected it. I never thought we would run that fast in college. I knew it was a possibility once I got to the pro levels, but you know, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing to watch. It makes for very good viewing and very exciting racing. So yeah. Keep it going. We're going to be watching. And thank you guys so much for joining us today. We know you just got done with your pre-meet and now you probably have to go home and recover and get ready for an exciting race tomorrow. So thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
For having us.
Appreciate
us on.
It. Awesome. Tune into the 4x mile.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Yeah. Group picture.
Yeah.
He edited it out. Or no.
Awesome.
Thank you guys. Couple
strict,
of legends.
Strict instructions from Milt to get them out of here. Yeah, get them back recovered.
They gotta go to bed.
Unlike no instructions from Ritz.
Yeah. So someone else that is racing tomorrow is George Beamish right here, as we already mentioned. And I think it'll be, for context that people don't know, at the end of last season, George ended a little bit injured and now it's been kind of a bit of a road back and this is going to be his first race back from that injury. So I kind of wanted to ask about how that journey has been for you, particularly in the last few months as you've gotten back into track work and closer to racing and how you are feeling mentally approaching this first race back, especially with the context of a long season ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I guess some kind of in between of long version, short version. Yeah, opening up at Penn is kind of how I've done the last couple of seasons, and even though you know this is definitely a very different situation this time after not having an indoor season, it's kind of a nice in between of not the highest, not opening up at a Diamond League or a really high level meet, and so. Mentally, that's kind of a nice way to approach it, and as well, like being able to come out to Penn and do this kind of stuff kind of takes a little bit of the pressure away from the race. But yeah, it's been a really kind of up and down nine or ten months since kind of picking up an injury last summer, and yeah, like it was a really, really frustrating and really tough fall. Coming back from the Olympics and taking a few months off. And then I had a few goes getting back into training through October, November, December, and you know, both times I had to kind of shut it back down and you know, take some more rest. Like things were just not ready to get back to training at a high level. And I knew after the Olympics that that I'd dug myself a bit of a hole running through the injury, but I had accepted it and felt like it was still worthwhile to make the start line in Paris. And so that meant, you know, getting back in training early January, basically, which, you know, 5-6 months of dealing with that. And, man, it was really hard. But I think, the thing that kind of got me back to where I am now is just, I feel like it was kind of the hardest I've probably worked to get my body back to, you know, even where it is now is, it's not where I want it to be. And yeah, I'm definitely not as fit as I was when I came last year to pace, or maybe the year before, when I won, but, that's all right. You know, the bigger goals are a few months down the road, but I got back to a point where, you know, I'm back on the track now and running some hard workouts. And, you know, that was something also I made a big, like a big decision on, or in January, like really strict about kind of those few months at the start of this year, that I was really going to be patient and treat it like, you know, I said to Ritz that January, February, March was going to be like October, November, December for in a normal year. And so, you know, that meant getting on the track at the start of April instead of the start of January. And now I feel like I'm in a good enough place to where Pina Relays can be a, you know, a stepping stone to the rest of the summer. And hopefully to some steeplechases in a month from now and 2 months from now. And then onto Worlds in Tokyo, kind of May, June, July, August, 5 months. Which seems like a plenty of time. And I'm excited to race tomorrow. And I'm hoping it's not going to be super fast.
That was going to be my next question. Tactics for tomorrow?
I don't know if anyone else has looked at the weather forecast, but it doesn't look like today. And so maybe there's going to be some wind, maybe some rain, and maybe that'll be a good thing for me. Hopefully people are thinking maybe it won't be as fast. I have no idea what the pacing or anything is. But yeah, 2 years ago we ran pretty slow and had a nice big kick down to run 3:57. But then last year we came out and Ollie and Jared had a big swing at running the standard. Came up a little short, but ran 3:51 with some pacing from me. So hopefully, well, I don't know if that's possible or not. I don't know if I can.
Somewhere in the middle this time.
I think somewhere in between those two would be a perfect result. Hopefully I can just have a fun last 200. That's the plan.
Well, I'll be very excited to watch it, as I'm sure all these guys will be. And we have a bunch of our other OAC teammates out there racing tomorrow as well. So super pumped. We hope that you guys are all cheering for them out there. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. And I think now we can maybe kind of put that out to you guys. Is anyone here racing or has raced this weekend?
All right. Pretty much everyone.
So we do this thing on our show, which is called the Coffee Cauldron, which is a kind of Q&A. Would anybody like to come up and talk about their race or ask some questions about their running? And we will help you out here as your little mentors. You first? And you come next?
Any takers?
You guys can... Yeah, nice. Let's go. Let's get a round of applause. And we have, Tom, do we have some little handouts for the people that are coming out? We got some little trinkets to give away.
Bracelet. I broke my bracelet at the end of the year.
Here you go.
Thank you.
You want to introduce yourself?
I'm Thomas.
We're good.
I'm Thomas Folks. I run for UMBC. I'm a junior this year.
Oh, thank you. Just pick one of the bracelet with the bracelet with the pink.
Dude, nice.
He's already claimed the bracelet. So Thomas, tell us about your racing this weekend and how it went.
So I ran the DMR with him and him.
He fell on the handoff. And then I got the baton a little bit down, went through 800 a little faster than I should have, probably. And then ran a very slow last 800, which...
That's one way to do it.
It sure was. I think I was through 1200 in pretty close to a 1200 PR, and then ended up more than four seconds off a mile PB. But it was so funny because the leaders of my race, like the legs that got the baton in the lead, they split like 414 and they're all like 402 guys. And so like I was just slowly creeping up on the leaders until my coach called to me at 800, "You're only 50 meters off the leaders." And so I took like three more steps, looked up again, and they were 70 meters away from me because that's when they started to go. But yeah. I've definitely
gone out too hard in a DMR before and trying to catch the people out the
front.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty easy to do, isn't it? You see them ahead, you want to catch them, you want to get on the podium for your team, and you're not even thinking about splits at all. So, I mean, if I had to give you any advice, I would say just do that again next time. But hopefully next time you're even fitter, and then you can keep going, and then you can make it further, and then eventually you can make it all the way to the finish line at that pace, and then you run a 10-second PB.
Yeah,
I think that would
be the goal.
Are you guys doing a 4x mile tomorrow?
We have a team in the Championship of America 4x8, but none of the 4x8. They're running it fresh because it's, I mean, a wheel would be a huge deal to our school.
Makes sense.
Does UMBC have a wheel?
We have little wheels. Like we've won the college sections before, but I don't know if we have any Championship of America wheels.
Is that how it works? You get a small wheel for...
There are smaller wheels for the college sections, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Different wheels.
But there might be a big wheel from back in the day. Our sprint coach now was second in the NCAA in the 100, and they ran a pretty good 4x1 back when he was on the team. So there might be a wheel from the 1990s.
Very cool. Nice. Well, thank you for coming up and joining us. It sounded like a very fun race, and we wish you the best luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks.
Yeah, I can take that.
Small or medium. Either one's good.
Ooh, we'll and go. A hoodie.
I know, I'm giving
we'll
you
go, a hoodie. Yeah, and then you.
You volunteered me.
Welcome, another UMBC.
Did you know this is the school that... beat Virginia in the first round of the national championship. The like 16 seed.
I missed that.
So
amazing. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Lena. I also run at UMBC and also a junior. So
which event did you compete in here
the
at the
DMR? But I was the 12 leg this morning. So it was 23 girls on the line. So very, very, very crowded. My coach was like, it was between the 12 and the 16 leg for me. And he gave the 16 leg to a younger girl. And he was like, I think I can trust you to get off the line.
And how did it go?
Did you get off the line?
I did. I elbowed. I got the, and then, you know, I held good. I was running good pace. And then at the end, I made like a big move to try and, you know, pass some girls. So I was trying to hand off kind of in the middle of the pack. I look up. I can't see my 400 leg at all.
Oh, that's chaos.
So many girls on that line waiting to get the baton. So I actually start jogging it in because I just don't know where I'm going. I'm like looking to the left and to the right, and I throw my hands up. I'm like, where's Dallas? But then I finally find her and I got it in her hand. It was not the prettiest handoff at all. But I split the same thing I split indoors when it was a very nice, clean handoff. So definitely was probably faster than what I ran indoors.
Did DMIs practice handoffs?
No, we did not practice handoff. Maybe we should have.
I've practiced because the 1200 handoff is kind of important because you're handing to a 400 meter runner. So like they know how to do a handoff.
Yeah.
Us distance runners don't. So
in my
past, when I was running the 12, we did a couple. So maybe next time we practice a couple, I don't know.
Yeah.
But with 23 people on the line, I don't know if it's a situation of practicing a handoff or practicing more like a kind of like football drill where you're creating space.
Yeah, I think that probably would have helped because she was just sandwiched. I had to get really, really close and I finally saw the uniform. I was like, oh, there she is.
But, yeah, or you need a really bright jersey.
Yeah. Or a really tall person.
Black was a mistake today. Mm. Probably should have done the white and yellow. Should have worn yellow. Probably would have been better. but it was good effort and I think I'm improving. So.
Awesome. What did the team end up coming?
We were towards the back. I don't remember. Not a great performance from us. I think we ran a couple seconds slower than indoors, which I think at that hectic of a meet and that many girls on the line is a good place to be.
But hell yeah.
Yeah. Our conference, we did the DMR indoors, so this is our only chance to do it outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sounds like a good day overall.
Do you have
yeah.
another race this weekend?
No, I do not. I will be watching my team's 4x8 tomorrow, and I'll be watching the 4x15 and the mile and everything, but...
Enjoying the rest of the Penn Relays.
I love it here. The energy is just so great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for coming up. We appreciate it. Take a little trinket if you would like.
Mug? Do we really only have two of these? Are they like the last two ever?
Yeah, there's the last two ever. Last of this edition. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
So I ran with the high school, but I'm going to Cornell to run D1 next year. And I ran the 4x8 with my team. And it's my first time at like such a big meet. And I have to say, it's quite impressive. And it kind of gets to your heads. And so I had questions for you guys. It's like...
Wait, first, what's your name and where are you from?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm Edgar. I live in Texas, but I'm from England. So I'm
very
British.
Cool. I was trying to work out that accent.
Yeah, the accent's pretty tough. But I had a question for you guys. It's how do you handle the pressure at like big meets when there's so many people and like they expect so much from you guys?
It's a good question. Especially the Penn Relays is such a unique... What are they called? The bullpen? Is that the section where you... The paddock? Yeah, like you obviously don't get that at too many meets, just the amount of chaos with like a million people trying to run. Like it's when I did it my year, also the first race had like a 2-hour rain delay. So it was just so hectic. But one thing that I have found that has helped a lot with dealing with pressure in any situation to do with big races is kind of realizing that we train so hard every single day and then the racing is meant to be, you know, the fun part, or like that's the reward almost. That's where you get to go out and actually show off all the hard work that you've put in. And so within that, I think the pressure is just, that's just kind of what you sign up for. And that's part of being able to go out there and perform at your absolute best. I think we all know that if you didn't feel nervous, you're probably not going to go run your best. You know, like if you don't feel that kind of that feeling of the excitement, you're not going to be able to go out there and run your best. So I think if you look at it as the fun part and you just embrace it all and you realize that it actually helps you to feel that way, then it can kind of help switch. You know, you won't get as overwhelmed and you actually see that it actually helps you and powers you up a bit maybe.
Yeah, I felt a lot of nerves at the start, but running like with a relay, I feel like it's different. You're doing it for the team and not only for yourself, and it just motivates you extra. Like I really liked running with the team.
Makes it way more fun.
Yeah.
I was thinking something pretty similar, honestly. I feel like anytime I've like either been in some pressure situations on a start line or been nervous before is just like, yeah, reminding yourself that this is actually what you want to be doing. This is like if you go back just a little bit of time, like you wanted to be here. Like
this has been circled on your calendar for a while.
This is where you want to be, and this is actually what you want to be doing. Even though, like in that one moment, you know, it might feel like it's stressful or there are some nerves, but just to remind yourself that you want to be here and you want to be in this situation, and that goes just like, you know, up to the highest level of the sport is actually that's like what you work towards the whole time that you've been doing it.
Yeah, the pressure only gets higher. Yeah. It doesn't ever get lower the better you get. So you do, it's part of learning to be a good athlete and learning to perform, which is why you do it. And it's what you look back on, you know, as the special moments. So it's all just part of it. Just got to embrace it. But yeah, you got any other races or?
No, just that. And then watching my future teammates from Cornell University Racing. So that's pretty hyped to see them and to kind of see where I can be and what I have to run next year to be with them. So
very cool. Well, thank you very much for joining us and good luck at Cornell. You got a very bright future ahead of you. Best of luck. Do we have anyone else?
Yes.
One down here.
How you doing, man?
Thank you.
Get in here.
What's your name, dude?
My name's Andres. Am I loud enough?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hold it nice and close.
My name's Andres. I'm a senior in high school. I'm from New Jersey. And we ran the 4x8 this weekend, so.
What school do you go to?
West Orange High School.
West Orange.
Yeah. It's over in Essex County.
Very cool. How did the 4x8 go?
So, I mean, it went pretty well. So last year we came here and we made it to the championship, but yeah. So
at the heat? How do you make it to the championship?
Well, so there's prelims, there's heats of the prelims, but then there's 12 teams that make the final.
Huh.
So you
have to run two 4x8s here, or is it already decided?
Yeah, you run two 4x8s here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So yeah, we were looking to make it again this year, but sadly we just missed the cutoff. I mean, it was such a fast year. Like, we PR'd by 3 seconds, but...
Yeah. And how did you do personally?
Well, I've been dealing with a little bit of an injury in my knee.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how I was going to do...
Just hold the mic nice and close.
Got you. So I didn't know how I was going to do coming into this, but I kind of matched my PR from last year.
That's not bad, then.
So, yeah.
Very nice. And what year did you say you are?
I'm a senior, so I'm going to Stony Brook University next year.
Oh, you're running there?
Yeah, I'm running.
That's exciting. Some New Zealanders that went there.
Really?
Yeah. A few years, a lot of New Zealanders used to go there.
A lot of those East Coast schools have random, like, the connections
down there.
International.
Yeah. It's on Long Island, right?
Yeah, Long Island.
Yeah.
So you probably got a lot of Penn Relays ahead of you in your future then as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, they come here every year. I think last year, one of our guys won the 15.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Gilstrap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm going to be here for the next 4 years, I think.
Awesome.
I'm pretty excited.
You got any questions for us?
Yeah, honestly, what do you guys do for recovery?
Good question.
Top two, eating and sleeping.
All right.
The basics.
Those are the best. Yeah. Though everything else is secondary to those two.
All right.
Calories, well, mostly carbs and protein, and sleep.
All right.
After that, I don't know what's after that, Morg.
After that is video games, I think. But that's very, that then it becomes very...
If
personal.
Ollie was here, what would Ollie say in this situation?
His top one would probably be video games. Yeah, maybe.
And food.
So
food.
I should play more?
Yes. Okay. That is what we're saying.
Yeah, I got
it. No, unfortunately, the reality of it is there's no secrets to reality. I mean, to recovery, sorry. There's a lot of products out there that will help you, but the basics are what's going to get you that 80, 90% of the way there. So if you're struggling with recovery, that's what we would always recommend to be the place that you start with. And then once you get those ones down, which we don't even have down fully yet all the time, then you can start really stressing about the other stuff maybe. But
then you get a foam roller or something or a lacrosse ball.
Then you level up. But yeah, it's really just those.
Food and sleep.
Yeah. Do you get good sleep?
I'd say I get some pretty decent sleep.
What are your numbers like? What are we talking?
Well, our high school starts really early, so we got to be up at we start at 7:30 in the morning.
That's not good.
So
school's off. We're going to have to change
that's,
that.
That's an issue right
usually
there.
Usually I try and go to bed by 10:30.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Latest, 11:30.
Well, so hopefully when you go off to Stony Brook, you can schedule your classes to start.
No 8 a.m.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
No, I think our practice starts pretty late, actually. I think it's 9 a.m.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
you're chilling.
So I don't,
you're a pro runner. That's exactly what we do. So ticking all the boxes there.
All right.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you for the advice too.
No worries, man.
Find Tom over here for some goodies.
Do we have anyone else that would like to come up? We got three. Do you guys all want to come up? Are you guys together or no? Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Let's get the Rams up here. We can have both mics.
Here you go. One of you guys will have to stand.
You guys can share one.
Yeah, we can share. We're freshmen, so.
Ah, yeah, of course. Let's get a little intro going.
Okay, I'm Gotham. I'm a senior, and I'm going to Rice next year in Houston. So.
Very cool.
I'm Gabriel. I'm a sophomore running the 4x8 here. And yeah, we ran that yesterday.
My name's Felipe. I'm a freshman, so yeah.
Are you guys on different relay teams, or did you guys run together?
We all ran together.
How did it go? The 4x8, right?
Yeah, we did the 4x8 together yesterday.
I can start us off, because I was first leg.
We'll get a chronological.
So we were at the third heat, and it was we were lining up, and they're just screaming at us. It was our first big meet. They're treating us like cattle.
Yep, sounds about right.
So, and then we saw the first heat go top three teams 7:40. So we're damn, this is just for the experience. So
okay, sounds like you gave up before the race started. But that's okay.
So I was just ride or die. So I stuck with the front pack, and then went through the first lap in fourth, And then I checked out. Some people started passing me, and then I was like, damn. So I, and then our exchange zone was just a sea of people. It was just horrible. And
how many stop, how many people on the start line?
20 something.
20 in a 4x8. That is madness. That is very crazy.
So we were like towards the middle. So like that's where all the bunch was. It was just sad, so bad. Do you want to explain that?
How was the next leg?
Basically, I was second leg, and there was like this whole pack coming in. It was a pretty tactical first leg, so this whole pack's coming in. And so where we race, we're not used to like the exchange zones really tight, so we just go. So I start going, and then there's this guy in front of me that pushes me back, this guy behind me that pushes me back.
Oh my God.
So I start like losing balance, and I have to hit a 360 to get the baton, and I just like, it was absolutely horrendous, and the whole pack just went, and so I was kind of running alone for lap one. I tried to close lap two, but it was just, it was horrendous. And then this guy's just waiting for me like an angel.
Yeah, our, because of that messed up handoff, our handoff was a lot more chill because we were kind of alone. But
that's one way to do it.
Sorry?
That's one way to do it to ensure a good handoff is just go to the back.
Yeah, I think it was a tougher race, like from that point on, like mentally, just because we were kind of alone and there are like, you know, two or three other guys with us there. And I don't know, I think it was like not the worst race we've ran, but just for me, at least mentally, like I'd do the four as well. So like it's really hard to kind of like stay checked in after that first lap and like kind of be have like the confidence to keep on pushing like after that first lap too. But I think it was a good race overall. You know, we were like a second or two off our PR despite all the
handoff
issues.
Oh, that's not bad then at all.
Yeah.
What time did you guys end up running?
8:05, I think.
Yeah.
8:05.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I mean, my 800 PB is 2:00:03, so that's about that pace.
Still?
Still. So that's not bad at all.
You'd probably make this team.
Yeah. I was on this team. I was actually our fourth runner. So then I got the baton in fourth, and I was checked out as well. So then I just jogged. Now, do you guys have any questions?
Yeah, based on what he said, like all of us checked out. So like, how do you say checked in during races when it's like not going your way?
Well, I think you have to, before you get to the start line, you have to think about why it is that you're racing. And some days, you know, you're racing to win, but that's definitely not every day as pro runners. I mean, if I think back to, let's say, freshman year in college, I'm going into these cross country races, and if I had a good day, I might have come 70th place, you know? So it's like, just because of that, I'm not checking out. So I think you need to actually think about and evaluate like what you want. And I think often it's, you know, to try and get the best out of yourself. So maybe as opposed to seeing the other teams running 7:40 and being like, oh shoot, we got like no chance here. You're thinking about, all right, boys, like it's going to be hard to make it, but let's go get that PR today. Let's get that PB as a team and individually, you know?
Yeah. I think just finding something to focus on and visualize that where you can still walk away feeling proud of the result. Like maybe you think, let's go sub 8 for the first time or something. Even if that's, you know, not going to make the next round, but you'd still leave the weekend feeling pretty stoked.
Yeah, and if you're going to run 7:40 eventually, you have to start breaking. You have to start with a sub 8 and then a sub 7:50, and then, you know, that's how you're going to get there. So that's just what it takes, I guess. But yeah, thank you guys so much for coming up. Nice to meet you all.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No, thank you. We have one more?
No, we have...
Can we get Ference up here, please? Can we get a clap for Ference? He's coming all the way from Hungary via Harvard, which is a good school, I heard. One of my teammates told me that.
Thank you so much for having me here.
You are so welcome, Ference.
I have a few questions, but like... what's one thing that is like really special about like pen relays? Because this is the fourth time, if I remember correctly, you guys said this, I think, the latest podcast.
Mm-hmm. One thing special.
I think running in this stadium is actually pretty sweet.
Franklin Field, iconic.
It's like, there isn't a bigger stadium in the US that people run in, I don't think.
No, I mean,
it's way bigger than Eugene. It's bigger than... like, it's bigger than every stadium, and it's full of a ton of really loud, really hyped fans. And I think that makes it pretty crazy. And just because, I mean, I think because there are so many events over the few days, there's so many people that have run or are about to run, like so many high schoolers, so many college kids that just bring an epic atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree 100% with that. I think atmosphere,
yeah,
the noise that, I mean, you guys maybe have already heard it, but especially I think tomorrow, that noise that you'll hear the last 100 of almost every single race, you don't get that at many meets really anywhere. And so I think that's what, it just shows how much it means. And it's just, I think that's what makes it special.
Yeah, I think the fans care more about a few of these races than most races in America.
Agreed.
Yeah.
What events did you guys do, like DMR or 4x mile?
So yeah, I ran it in college. George didn't, but
I never came.
My last year we came and we did the DMR and the 4x mile, and we did pick up a couple of wheels. So we had a good week.
Did you guys beat Villanova? Or
we did beat Villanova. We beat every team.
Wait, was it in 2018?
It was 2019. So in the DMR we beat Notre Dame.
Was Yared in it?
Yes, so was Dylan. So we beat a couple of our teammates. And I think Georgetown was pretty good in both of them as well. I think actually that week, I think Georgetown came second in four events. I think they came second in the sprint medley relay, the 4x8, the DMR, and maybe, I don't know, I might be making that up. But yeah, it was a tough weekend for them. But yeah, we beat them all.
How do you get two wheels back to Wisconsin?
You take them on the plane, just really? Carry them on. Yeah, exactly.
Holding them aloft down the aisle.
Exactly.
Wasn't it hard to get it through the security check?
I can't remember exactly how we got it through TSA. They are quite rigorous with their security checks, but I think they understood the importance of it and they allowed us to bring it through.
Nice.
Just rolling it through the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Another question, like, I'm pretty sure you guys are planning to, like, bring in someone, like, a big name for the 200th podcast. Is it, like, will there be, like, a face reveal, or it's all kept as a secret?
That's all secrets for now, fans.
Who do you think?
If you keep running well, it could be you.
Jingy X Ferentz.
Jingy X Ferentz. Maybe that's something that we could aspire for. We could hope for that. That'd be amazing.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Last question. What's your like number one recommendation for someone who is trying to get like sharp for regionals? Because like right now we are transitioning into like championship season in the collegiate scene. And obviously like there are some amazing runners running like, I know, sub-3:35 as a collegiate athlete. But like championship season is like a whole different story. So what did you guys do in college?
I think you just have to listen to everything that your coach says, particularly if their name is Gibby. You listen to everything.
Trust Gibby. He's pretty good at his job, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you leave most of the worrying up to him and you just think about beating people.
Gotcha.
Just trust yourself that as the season goes on, other people will fall off and you'll just get stronger and stronger. Because that's how it goes, you know. You turn up to regionals and obviously to qualify, everyone has had to run these crazy times, but then you get on that start line, probably 50% of the people are maybe dealing with some form of injury or maybe a little cooked. If you just go run your best, you're already beaten half of them. So just trust in that you're peaking and ready to go.
I think sharpness is like an over thought out term.
It's made up.
Yeah, but that's not your legs aren't sharp. That's not a thing. By the time you get to regionals, like, you will have had those races, you'll be that much fitter, like you'll naturally be in a place to run a race like that, and especially if you train with Gibby.
Yeah.
And you'll be fit. It's still
especially
the fittest
mentally
guys.
That's been your focus for the season, you know. Some people will mentally be maybe over the edge a little bit if they've put too much into earlier races in the season. So if you're always kind of looking ahead to that, I think you'll be ready when the time comes.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything that differently.
Yeah,
when it comes down to that day.
All right, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Sorry, I was quite sweaty.
You were quite sweaty. Thank you, fans. Now you can say you've been on the Coffee Club podcast.
Congrats.
All right.
Bean Town.
Are we good?
go for it.
Yeah, we're going to start to wrap it up here, but we'd like to just bring out one of our very special early guests on the show, Carlos Villarreal. I don't know if you guys remember him, but he was probably in the first five episodes of the podcast. He's our ex-teammate, ex-roommate, absolute legend, works for On Now. I don't know. Do you have a question for us, Carlos?
I got a few, yeah. Well, thank you for having me. It's been a while. This doesn't look like our kitchen or dining room table, but
we've upgraded.
A little bit. I got a few questions. Let's see. What's first? I got a couple controversial ones that I want to ask that are going to really get, you know, maybe it'll make the team or it'll break the team a little bit.
Will we have to cut this section out?
No. It's not that bad. So I want to say, out of the newest additions, I'm just all of them since I left, who is your favorite?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's easy for Morgan. I think Morgan.
Well, no.
He has to answer.
No. Except for Cinta.
So my girlfriend joined the team since then, for anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah.
So that is my number one. But
okay, so who's your number two?
We got a couple of them back here.
Yeah, you're going to hurt some feelings.
I think one's feelings will be hurt if we said Helen O'Beery. Our queen, Helen O'Beery.
Okay, so
she's just so chill. She rocks up the train. She wins the bus in the New York Marathon. She says hello every time she comes in the door, you know. She's a great figure.
All of us in training.
Yeah. She pushes long runs, which
right,
we love.
That's the safe answer right there.
All right, so now I want third. You guys are picking way too many. Like, I want some tea, you know? Like, this is the coffee club. Let's make it the tea club, you know? Come on.
These two win because they came to the live podcast, actually.
Thank you very much. We have Myra and Dylan back there.
Yeah, look at that.
The team.
Everyone else is actually dead to us because they didn't come watch the podcast.
The real answer is that since you left the team, it's just gotten better with every new upgrade, Carlos.
Wow.
So it's just up every single time.
Yeah, I heard you guys replaced me with a German.
We did that. Correct? It took 2 or 3 years for us to get someone that could replace you, though, if that makes you feel better.
Yeah. I mean,
Robert Falcon is the closest we've had to a Carlos Villarreal, actually.
Yeah, but still no one can replace you.
Yeah.
The vibes that you bring.
I think he would threaten your road 800 meter record in Niwot. That's the level he's at.
He's got to wear the Cloud Flash. That's the rule. He's got to wear 2020 on shoes to do it. None of this new great stuff that we have, because that one's easy. It's on easy mode. You know, you got to wear like the older stuff. You know, we're trying to figure it out. We're great now, but back in the day,
that's actually a good challenge because Robert loves the new cushy shoes.
Yeah, exactly,
he would be so anti.
Send him back
ones.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we should be asking you. What's as Carlos is a tech rep, so he's actually the most expert on all on shoes. What on shoes should people be running in right now?
Ooh, depends on what.
What's your best recommendation?
That's a loaded question.
All right, top three.
Top three. Obviously, Cloud Monster Hyper. Big fan of that shoe. Yeah, for those, I know you don't run in it, but it's all right. You know, we can't all be right.
I wasn't expecting
that. Monster Hyper, Cloud Ace. love that shoe. If you guys don't know what the Cloud Ace is, look it up.
I wonder if they're on like eBay or something.
I would pay that price. If anybody has Cloud Aces, I'm looking at you, Trebs. Send them my way. Size 10. Thanks.
And for third?
Third.
The Flash.
No. I mean, the Flash does have a special place in my heart. Probably the Cloudboom Strike.
You're a Strike guy over the other ones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Strike
is nice. I did, for those that aren't familiar, I did run a mile the other day with absolutely zero training. Ran... really? Actually, I got dead last in my heat, so that's cool.
I also looked at your splits, and each lap was slower than the one before it.
okay, you don't have to be mean about it, you know. Like, so yeah, they went out in 62. Obviously, I'm not in shape to go out in 62 anymore. And I saw 62 on the clock, and I said, "Oh my god, I am in trouble." Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was a fun one. Ran 4:28. So you know,
still
washed. I'm washed, but you know, not too bad.
What's your best memory of collegiate and or pro running?
Uh, Damn.
Race, specifically.
It's either losing to you at Nationals or beating you at Brian Clay. One of the two. Yeah.
Two great, great choices.
Yep.
Amazing. Well, Carlos, thank you so much for joining us once again. I think it's a nice place for us to wrap up today. Thank you so much for everyone for coming out. We really appreciate it. We'll be around here for a little bit after if you want to come and hang out with us or anything. But yeah, best of luck to everyone who's still got a race. But yeah, thank you for coming. Thank you once again to On for having us. And yeah, just enjoy the rest of Penn Relays.